720 WGN on the road with Tane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And I'm not sure if it's weather or if it seems like there's not as many cars here on Michigan Avenue. Part of the reason is that so many of those cars and car enthusiasts, people who love cars, are at McCormick Place for the Chicago Auto Show. Honored to have online with us now the chairman of the Chicago Auto Show, John Hennessy. John, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're excited to have you, man. It's got to be exciting, though, for you as a car guy making this obvious. It's your passion. It's your life's work. But here it is where everybody in Chicago is excited for the auto show.
That's it. You know, this is our 110th anniversary of the Chicago Auto Show. As we like to say, all the car dealers like to say, this begins our selling season. I mean, February, where do people go in February? Especially after this week of weather, it's crazy. Come on over to McCormick Place. It's 70 degrees and sunny.
It's one of the things that people get a chance to be up front, and there's so much information out there. I know it's changed the way that dealerships and auto dealerships in a bunch of different ways, you know, whether it's the information that potential customers can get or be able to explore some of the option. But there is absolutely no substitute for being there, being in person, be able to physically see, sit in, touch, and also talk with some people who know everything about those cars.
You know, the manufacturers know that this is a gigantic event. It's the nation's largest consumer-driven show. So they bring out their best displays. They bring out their best product. They have product specialists. They have sales consultants here to help educate and guide the consumer. And you're right. You know what? Buying something online at Amazon, you know, a pair of shoes, a shirt, that's easy to do. It's easy to return. Cars a little bit more different, right? It is different. You got to sit in those seats because every seat's a little bit different. You got to look through those mirrors because you know what? Some cars may have some blind spots that affect you and don't affect others. You want to learn about the technology. Do you want something that's almost semi-autonomous? Do you want something that's a little bit less? It's a big decision. It's the second largest purchasing decision. But guess what? We have the experts here to help guide people.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, and you mentioned it's the start of really the sales season for a lot of the dealers, but it is the kind of thing that people love to go to regardless of they're in the market for a car. Do you ever get feedback like that where people come in and say, like, we had absolutely no intention for buying a car, but boom, we came here. It was a fun thing to do for the family, and we're going to leave with a vehicle.
You know what? We do. Now, you can't actually purchase a car at the auto show. You can do all the research. And it's been proven from exit research that we've done over the years that 60% of the people that visit our Chicago Auto Show end up buying a car within a year.
Right.
They kind of are on the cusp of thinking, hey, we're at the point, our car is probably 10 or 11 years old, we should take a look at something. They visit the show, over 1,000 vehicles here to choose from, and they usually come in with an idea with three or four manufacturers they want to check out. They download our app from the Chicago Auto Show. They get the layout of the show. They take a look. They look at the incentives. Because you know what, Dane, that's important. Every manufacturer knows, again, this is the show to be at. They know the consumers are here. They increase the incentives. Their best incentives of the year are right now.
You know what? I didn't mean to imply that people could just take the car and leave with it. Of course, you got some great ones. But you find out about those incentives, right? You find out about, like, hey, if you buy from now till, you know, for the next 2 weeks or the next month, or different kind of plans or programs that the different makes have.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And some of them, like Ford Motor Company, say you want a test drive. You know, we have three test tracks in here. Some of the manufacturers have test tracks, Jeep, Toyota, and Kia. Well, Ford's got an outdoor test drive. You take a test drive in one of their vehicles, you're going to earn an extra $750 rebate on top of everything else.
Right.
You know what? That's going to drive you, if you're in that decision process, that's going to drive you to a dealership to pick out one of the vehicles.
Now, here's what you guys have done, and I'm sure this is all you, John Hennessy, and let the listeners know we're talking with the chairman for the auto show, but you have gone out of your way to make, because you think the car buying experience, you know, it's important. We mentioned it's the second, you know, most expensive purchase, you know, so you definitely want to do it right, but you've made that whole kind of experience fun. There are so many different, you know, activities, and whether it's the test tracks or the kid zone, I mean, you've made it fun for everybody to enjoy the day.
There is. It is, you know what? It's like an automotive theme park here. Don't think of it just cars in a showroom. There's so much to do. In the Dodge display, there's two demon simulators set up that you can race your buddy down a drag strip, right? You get over the Kia display, there's a Papa Shot. Get over the Ford display. They have an interactive robot that's going to carry on a conversation and educate you. We have virtual reality rides in Chevrolet. We've got simulators where you could be driving a Ford GT around a test track. There is tons of things to do. fantastic food, fantastic desserts. If you think you're going to come with your family and stay an hour or two, I guarantee you, I take this bet, you're going to be here all day.
you will be, right? And I know even our good friends over at Chicagoland Speedway have a car there as well as kind of activations from some of your favorite sports teams and Legos and all sorts of things. For the kids and the family. So give the information as you guys kind of blast into the hand on the pulse of technology. You got a mobile app where you can kind of plan your visit and see what it is that you need to see. And what's that website too for people to get information on how they can get here this week?
Just go to chicagoautoshow.com. You can pull up all the information you need, or just drop down the Chicago Auto Show app.
And so for you, John Hennessy, chairman of the Chicago Auto Show, and we've shared it, whether it's actors, rock stars, car drivers, famous chefs. What was your first car? Obviously, you've made a life out of the car business and the automotive side, but what was the first car that you ever had?
You know, Dane, it's great that you asked this question, because I see people on the floor all day long, and you see them around a car telling stories about, I remember when I had this when I was a kid. My first car was a 1985 two-door LTD, black with pretty plain hubcaps with a red velour interior. That thing was probably the size of an Expedition. It only had two doors and two rows of seats, but probably fit eight people in it no matter what. Now, thank God my parents aren't here, because I get in trouble, because maybe I did carry eight people and it wasn't the best thing to do or the best judgment, but it was a great car.
The LTD comfort was on the front burner there as far as important. It was like a living room, right? You could drive around with everybody.
You know what? Power windows back then, that was a luxury.
Well, people are going to be able to get to see, you know, whether it's going to be their brand new favorite car that they're going to have, maybe revisit some memories from the latest model of what was their first car from a long time ago, and get out there to the auto show. So, John, give us the website one more time before we let you go.
ChicagoAutoShow.com, and we're open through President's Day, the 19th. We just opened up today, and you can get us every day of the week from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 at night.
John Hennessy, chairman of the Chicago Auto Show, got his hands full with so many great people out there and great cars today. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the air with us today.
We appreciate all your help, and we look forward to seeing you at the show.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Take care, bud.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, people are going to, they could buy a car, I guess, this week, not necessarily take it home from the auto show, and then drive to Winter Smoke 2018 for that amazing barbecue. We're going to have two tickets for that. Plus, we are going to have two passes for the auto show as well when we come back. So keep it here on the road with Dane here on 720 WGN.